Morning, Ireland. It's 7:15. The rights to cut and sell timber in Irish forests won't be sold to help pay off the country's debts. Now is not the appropriate time to proceed with the sale of harvesting rights, according to the Minister for Agriculture, Simon Coveney. A stunning victory for people power and public protest, says the independent TD Richard Boyd Barrett, who's with us this morning, along with Carol Boyle from Mountaineering Ireland. Thank you both very much for coming in to us. Richard Boyd Barrett, why do you think the government has changed its mind now?
I genuinely believe it's because there was such a wide coalition of groups, from the mountaineers to walking groups to environmental groups, trade unionists, those representing the workers in Cuailnge itself. We had actors, we had musicians, we had just about everybody. When they heard there was a plan to partially privatise Cuailnge, were appalled, and they mobilised, and I think it had a real impact on the government's thinking, because there was no good reason to sell off the harvesting rights of Cuailnge. And I think the only reason the government considered it was because they'd made a commitment to the Troika to pay off gambling debts, and I think once it got out there what they were proposing, they simply couldn't stand over it.
The good reason they would have suggested was to raise money. The whole idea of selling off state assets is to raise money to both pay off debts, and the government says that half of it will be used as a job stimulus. Perhaps the biggest argument you mentioned about impact was the Impact Commission study that was done by Peter Bacon, suggesting that in terms of raising money, it would actually cost more to do what they were suggesting.
Well, I think that assumes that the government act rationally when it comes to their dealings with the Troika. And I don't think that is the case, because I think if you look at how they're dealing with other state asset disposals and natural resources, a lot of what they're doing doesn't make sense. So certainly the Bacon report set out a lot of the arguments. But I think without the sustained public pressure, the petitions, the campaigning, the outrage, frankly, that was expressed from a very diverse coalition of groups, I think we might well have been looking at a different outcome. Because let's remember, last June, exactly a year ago, the government committed in black and white to sell off the harvesting rights. There was no ifs or buts. They had made a commitment.
That opposition included Mountaineering Ireland, for whom Carl is with us this morning. You must be pleased, I presume, with this decision. Remind us why you were opposed in the first place.
Well, we're delighted by the decision. You know, frankly, Cuailnge provides the one bit of certainty around access, not just to the forest, but through the forest up onto the higher mountains of Ireland. I suppose it's great relief for Mountaineering Ireland members and all those other people that use the Cuailnge estate right around the state. And I think what's really important on this is now that we have to look at what the restructuring is going to mean.
Yes.
We have to build on the work that Cuailnge has done around recreation, but ensure that recreation is a core focus of whatever this new entity is.
This is a proposed merger with Bord na Mona to create a new state company called Bioenergy Ireland, and this had been promised some time ago.
It has, but I think the key thing is that recreation focus. The importance of Cuailnge, more than 20 million visitors per annum going to Cuailnge, the Cuailnge estate. You know, it's a huge number of people using this facility, this amenity. What we have to look at now as well is that we need to secure a right of public access to public lands. It's not simply good enough that it would be simply a gift to get into our forests. We need to be able to fully utilise those forests for recreation. I think the merger, you know, brings together two large landowning organisations as other state agencies that own significant tracts of land, and it's critical now that we get a right of public access to those public lands. We need to ensure that the management of the state-owned land is managed for recreation. That has to be a priority going forward. It's just not good enough that, you know, the rug could be pulled from under all those recreational users.
Well, it's always very satisfying when you are involved in a protest campaign to see some results at the end. Are you in any way perturbed by Minister Coveney's comments when he says that now is not the appropriate time to proceed with the sale of harvesting rights, implying that, well, we're not ruling it out that we'll do it at some time in the future, perhaps when either protest is quietened down or we can work out a way to make more money from it?
Well, I think one thing that has been learned from this this campaign, the Save Our Forest campaign, is that, you know, it won't be quiet again if this issue is raised. You know, the arguments against the sale of the harvesting rights from all sides, the financial, the recreation, you know, all sides of the argument point to the idea of selling the harvesting rights as being a bad bad decision. We have to look at the models, especially those in Scandinavia, and see how it's working there. They've gone through a sale of their forests. They went back and purchased them all again and are adding to it. And we need to start adding to that estate now as well.
Richard Boy-Barrett, the other news in relation to the proposed sale of state assets was the decision announced by the government yesterday that it wasn't now going to sell its 25% stake in Aer Lingus. And it had used similar language on this as it had to Quailte forestry, harvesting rights previously, saying now is not the appropriate time, and now it's being ruled out.
Yeah, well, I think, again, this is good news. I think there couldn't be something on an island nation, there couldn't be something more strategic than our air links to the rest of Europe and to the rest of the world. And the idea that we would dispose of such a vital asset, I think, is crazy. And I hope it won't just be that now is not the appropriate time, that we will hold on to these stakes. And I would say that about Quailte and other vital state assets, because it seems to me these are the things we need to invest in. And, you know, when you're talking about Aer Lingus, it's profitable. I think the same, by the way, goes with Bord Gáis Energy. I do not understand why we'd sell off profitable parts of state enterprises, profitable parts of the ESB. Surely these are things, and our forestry, things we should be investing in to develop their employment potential, to develop them as things for the Irish economy and Irish society at a time when we desperately need those things. So I think it's welcome news, and I hope we'll go from here to save some of our other state assets that have been on the chopping block recently.
Richard Boyd-Barrett, thank you very much for coming into our studio this morning.